Where Volk Dorsko begin to tremble by our moving pictures of this moment, when I am to place my hand of our true friendships upon thee knee, to mark well what I say. Thou sayest who, in Amsterdam there lived a, but how? You're trembling, you wretched, like a very Jerry. Niet, will you, a Guinnessers, Guy Blutchel of Staub, to feel you? Yes, how it trembles the timid. Vortigern, ah, Gortigern, overlord of Mercia, or doth brain-skin flinch-grief, stemming, what, by Jaishness, soul shadow shows, tis est Jibberweek's joke, it must have stole, O keep his silence both, push time you. I've heard her voice somewhere else before me in these ears that still now are for mine. Let up, slew Muses, thunder in the ire, you were a dream and dear, the Padraig, the Fartrig, shoo, here are our pantheries in the room at all, Avikin, no bad bowl farting, dear one, o pop, capolo, mui malinchili malchik, got a good father, go down, follow away, to mollow the lucky load to Dublin, for makest her a brass grossman's bigness, take that two big piece, slap, slap, bolt, haunty bottom side, pap, pap, papa, line dormis, sim malabon dormas, chilichrias nicti, parolas infinites. Suddenly all in your imagination dim, poor little brittle magic nation, dim of mind, shew to me now, dear, shroom of me, while Elvi stream winds sailing on for to keep this barrel of bounty rolling, and the night mail afar from morning nears. When you're coaching through localized, on the sulphur spar to visit, it's safer to hit than miss it, stop at his inn. The hammers are telling the cobbles, the picks are hacking the sackums, it's snugger to burrow a bed than ballot on Broadway. Tuck in your blank, for it's race pound race, the hosties rear all roads to ruin and layers by lifetime laid down riches from poor men. Cried unions to chirp, salt peat to strew, gall pitch to drink, stone bread to break, but it's bully to gulp good blueberry pudding. Doze in your warmth while the elves and the moonbeams feeling why will give my lily gem gently gleaming. In the sleeping chambers, the court to go into half mourning, the four seneschals with their palfrey to be there now, all balaming in their cellabouts and sharpening up their pennicles. The bowfighter soccersome at Holdrum Tensicker, the wab sister catcher to have done talking and to keep shakening down her druggeters. Those 12 chief barons to stand by due dismally, with their folded her rooms and put down all excursions and false alarums, and after that to go back now to their Runnymede farums, and recompile their magnum charterums, and the width of the road between them and all harems. The maid brides all in favours gay, to strew sleety cinders on their falling hair, and for would-be joy bells to ring sadly ringless hands, the dame dowager to stay kneeled how she is, as first Methra with cord and coil, the two princes of the Tower Royal, Dolphin and Delvin, to lie how they are without to see, the dame dowager's duffergent to present weapon, blade drawn to the full and about wheel without to be seen of them, the infant Isabella from her quine to do obeisance towards the duffergerent, as first feather with Don Brend, the court to come into full morning, herein see ye fail not, vidu porcego, ilvi vi regardas, returnu porcego, maledelicato, gauze of heaven, vision, then O Pluxty suddenly the sight entrancing, Hummels, that crag, those hullocks, O sire, so be accident occur is not going to commence. What have you therefore, fear you the donkers of rovers? I fear lest we have lost ours, not granted, respecting these wild departs. How is hit finister, how shagsome all and beastful? What do you show on? I show because I must see before my misfortune so a stark pointing pole. Lord of ladders, what for a longitude? Can you read the verse legend hereon? I'm Hather of the Mist, a reed, to the Dunleary obelisk via the rock, Vath Miles, Knox Furlongs, to the General's Post Office, House Friends of Patience, to the Wellington Memorial, half a league wrongwards, to Sarah's Bridge, good hunter, and mine to meet her, to the point, one yeoman's yard, he, at that do you leer a setting up, with such unfettered belly, two cascades, I leer, oh my big, oh my bog, oh my big back bone, because I must see a bunting cap of so pinky on the point, as for a true lover's greetings of many burgesses buyers, great and grosses used to pick it at this way, a tete-a-tete. For long has it been effigy of standard royal, when broken in roof staff, which the gunning shall cast welcome from Court Mills fortress, up-ti-dum, dum-ti-dum. But mark you these hangovers, though streamer feels his influx. Do you not have heard that the queen lying abroad from fury of the gales, meek name Mocktiles, her nan-nan-nanetta, her liege of lanteet dignities, shall come on their bay tomorrow? Michaelmas, Melums, the third and fourth of the clock, there to all the king's ossies and all their king's men, connects tramplers and cavalcaders, led of herald great cloak, Olaf, Goldark skilled, dog dog, her lofts will be loose for her and their tumblers broadcast, a progress shall be made in walk, nay, I throw it well and urge by Oog, he will come, sidesmen accostant, by Arian Jubilarian, and on Brigadier General Nolan, or on the buccaneer and Admiral Brown with, who can doubt it, his golden beagles and his white Alcox terriers for a hunting in our little Goilcombe faxes. In blue and buff of Beaufort the hunt shall make its prolesse noblige. Omnens will grim true collars when each raider's other's ass. Miechels, what cats killing overall, what popping out of guillotined widows. Quick time, beware of waiting. Squintina piles favours on us from our rush frail and Zosimus the crowdwear in his surcoat, Souza's with his south-wister. Apart we, here are gantlets, I believe by plenty folks mixy most, yet if I durst to express the hope how I might be able to present all those peoplers entrained and detrained on bike gels and trocker likes, and those punny farting little solitaires, Tolaker, Tolaker, Polo Nort will beseem Siburnian, and plain Paluta will be holding in jerking at Loncastrum nay Gimbelling on Gulflinks. Mouse or Mimsa shall cease to stretch her and come abroad for what the blinkers is to be seen. A rubber, a rancher, a full vide, a very dust and a corridulous behind, as he was before behind, a damson of a slow coach, mave. The animation of Ava's easies, the liveliness of our laughing, such as plurity of bells, having peacians, pray you, peace to dames, even the lady Victoria Landowner, will leave to loll and parasol, all giddied into gush gaps with her dicky standing. Britus and Gothius shall no more jousle for that sullen place, but mark one attunement when, with so silent Claudia, Odulocus, Good and Judap shall let fall, yes, no, yet now, a rain, Muscius Grapsius. It is how sweet from her the whispul, and they are noons when swaps so a sotral as a mise. Is it not the tear of this movement sped? Tick sixpence, poem, who'll pull the bull? Fool, play the bill, be cups a canful, peel, pull the bell, still say him of ceremonies, much, much more. So please you, it stands an instrospressible, how men hear Mayor, our Burgermeister, ton staunch tornsman, our Nancy's fancy, our own Nanny Big Billy, his hot hoisted in best bib and tucker, with Wellington boots of a buckram brabshishis, and his clouded cane and neck news aureole, surrounded of his full corporation with fixed baronets and manger pueblos, restrained by chain of hands from Pinchgut, Hoghill, Darklane, Gibbetmead, and Bow and Lads and Brumbelly, shall receive Dom King at Broadstone Barrow, meet a keys of good morrow onto his pompy cushion. Me ample duty to your grace's majors, arise, Sir Pompky Dompky, ear, ear, weak ear. And all in his ever sides, we but miss that horse elder yet churchant of the wise Grevelican Cabuchin garden, that his befoisen, old Carbin Hauben, twill be tropic of all days by the splendour of soul, perfect weather is prevailing, 'tis after swift night's time deposing, he shall address to his serene most by a speech reading from his miniated vellum, Alfie, Burney, Gammon, Delta, etc., Zazera, Ecula, Trecula, Yogurta, Capta, Lomda, Moo, while meaningwhile that illuminatured one, Pappy Roy of Pepingren, my sire, great big king, his scaffold is there set up as to edify by Rex Ingram, pageant master, will be poking out with his canule into the arras of what brilliant bridge clots and joking up with his tongue spits to the crimacing Balkan ladies. Here's a yelp unto their modest days with a full below. May the funny feeling belong. Odds bones that may it, Caroliners will ring their deluxe peals. Ring, 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 ring. Spres button the north, Mark under loop, St. Lawrence by the tool chest, St. Nicholas bar. You shall hark to a noon, St. Gardiner, St. George Le Greek, St. Barclay Mitred, St. Fibion in the fields with Paul the Apostle, and Ardia Laterant, St. Judith Gate, Bruno Friar, St. Weslin on the row, St. Molino without, St. Mary Stilla Marie's with bride and audience behind Wardburg. How Chimatin effect, a la tingaling peal of bells. So a many of churches one cannot pray one's prayers. 'Tis Holy Year's Day, June, Julie, we may. Agatha and Tranquilla shall demure on ploughs, but Marlborough the less. Great Christ and Holy Protector shall have open virgilances. Beata Basilica, but will not be pontification. Doc, doc, a game. Primatally, at Water Edge, Canterbury, and New York may supplicate when, by vepers for Townet and Travald, his gold-white swastika aloft year lifted, umbrella parasol Monseigneur of Dublin shall impart to all, Benedictus, Benedicat, to board and meal site, unjoint him this bittern, thrust me this chicken, display yon crane, tie her the pigeon, and lace ally rabbit and pheasant, sing, old Finn cool, he's a mellow old soul when he swills with his fuddlers free. Popeye, ray, for we're all jolly game for hellos, which no bottle can deny, here be trout Capone for ye and salmon's chined and sturgeon's tranch, scants, capons, lobsters barbed. Call Halton, eat words. Mummy mo mummers, what no Italians? How not one mol palmeras? Accordingly, play actors. By us have crashed to their gate. Mr. Messab and Mr. Barry will produce of themselves as their two gentlemen of Veruno, Signor Nouno and Signor Brolano. Finally, all for love of a fair penitent hat, a she-be Broughton, Rhoda Rosy she, their two big skins, how they strave to get her. Such a boy play, their butcher culture, what tyrant power, by our faith, my name is novel, and on the Granby Hills, Bravos, thou traitor Salve, my name's Ap Norville, and o'er the grand beyond mountains, bravissimos, the royal music their show shall shut with songs tied to nature's solemn silence, deep dalky dolando, my gentle harp a dirge, it will give pike turns on the tumplip lads, and foreign dances and cross hurdles of don manoeuvres and viceroy's prolifics, a snow of dawn flakes at darkfall for grace's majesty, and our fancy ladies all a sombrit, some whole time in her hot town tonight. You do not have heard. It stays in book of that which is. I have heard anyone tell it yesterday, Master Courier with brass it was, how one should come on morrow here, but had never hear that one today. Well, but remind to think, you were yesterday, yes, Morgan as war, and that it was always tomorrow in Totsapha's place. Amen. True, true, vast chase me more sound picture. It gives furiously to think, is rich Mr. Portner, Esquire, not always in his such strong health? I thank you for the best. He has taken deal exceedingly Herculaneous. One sees how he is not startlier than of formerly. One would say him to hold a listening chur of kindlings under his apron. Has handsome Sir Putner always been so long married? Oh, yes, Lord, Putton Familius has been marrying man ever since so long time in Huttlefort, where he appears as our oily the active, and yes, indeed, he has his Mick son, and his two fine Mac sons, and a superfine Mick, want they Mac between them? She, but on what do you again leer? I'm not leering, I pink your pardons. I'm highly serious. Do you not must want to go somewhere on the present? Yes, so pity at earliest moment, that prickly heat feeling, for think not me spill, it's at always so gooey. Here we shall do a fair walk, oh pity, and he go cabits to the number of one of Cyrie's place. Is, I want you to admire her scenery's illustrationing our national first route, one ought one. We shall too down look on that fort where Sylvanus sanct is washed, but hardly those lips of his anointed. Do not show ever rest for him, crookedly eyed, till that you become quite crimstone of the face. Beware, guard a few. Is it stealer of the heart? I am anxious in regard you should overthrow on your sill assault. I will do so, Tefnut, those brilling waver leap lights. Please say me how sing you them. Seekem, Sechem, they arise from a clear spring well in the near of our park, which makes the daft to hear all blend, this place of endearment, how it is clear, and how they cast their spells upon the fronds that thereup float, the bookstaff branchlings, the drugget stems, the leaves in cut on trees. Do you can their tanstrid spellings? I can, laze, skill mistress aiding, elm bay, this way, culdare, take a message, tawny runes, illic sallow, meet me at the pine. Yes, they shall have brought us to the water trysting, by hedges of maiden fern, and there in another place is their chapel of eases, sold for song of which you have thought my praise too much my price. Oh, mamma, yes, sad one of the odd, sell me my soul, dear. Ah, my sorrowful, his cloister dreeping of his monkshood, how it is tryst to death, all his dark ivy tote, where cold in dearth, yet see my blanching Kissabel in the underclothes, she's all so gay, her kirtle's green, her curtsies white, her peony pears, her nistling slows. I pipette, I must also quicklingly to tryst myself softly into this little East Chapel. I would rather than Ireland, but I pray make, do your easiness. O peace, this is heaven. O Mr. Prince of Purring to her, whatever shall I peepees to do? Why do you so life-size my precious, I hear from you, with limonings, lamentations, after that swollen one? I'm not sighing, I assure you, but only I am so sorry about all in my Sarasa place. Listen, I'm doing it, hear more to those voices, always I am hearing them, whoreson coughs enough, and as she lisps privily, he is quieter now, legal entitled, accessed to partners, not wild a bestish, by right of pfots, twain be honour flish, heaven to hollop, shh, let us make a noise, sleep, quick, the gear, house fritch and folding morn, wake and prize and prove, pro vido for sacrifice, wait, hist, let us list, for our nether world's bosoms are working tooth the nail over time, in earth veins, toad cavities, chest ganglions, soul scletters, underfed, nagging fire nibbers, knockling Ataman up out of his hinterclutch, tombi their tools, where the young dammers will be soon heart-pocking on their betters dronoggers, and the young fries will be back-frisking diamond cuts over their lying underlayers, spick and sprat troweling a graven trench for their four-in-hand forebears, vote for your club, wait, what, her door, ope, see, what, careful, who, live well, individual richest tone, can't hear her doctor's oath, whoof, her Eskimo daughter's hope, whoop, el me, else me soon. Let us consider. The procurator intergarius milterum presents us this proposer. Honupfrius is a concupiscent ex-service major who makes dishonest propositions to all. He's considered to have committed, invoking droit de royer, simple infidelities with Felicia, a virgin, and to be practicing for unnatural coits with Eugenius and Jeremias, two or three Philadelphians, Honorophius, Felicia, Eugenius, and Jeremias, are consanguineous to the lowest degree. Arita, the wife of Honorophius, has been told by her tirewoman, Fortissa, that Honorophius has blasphemously confessed under the voluntary chastisement that he has instructed his slave, Mauritius, to urge Magravius, a commercial, a molus of Honorophius, to solicit the chastity of Anita. Anita is informed by some illegitimate children of Fortissa, with Mauritius, the supposition is where, that Gilla, the schismatical wife of Magravius, is visited clandestinely by Barnabas, the advocate of Honorophrius, an immoral person who has been corrupted by Jeremias. Gilia, a cooler blend, Dalton insists, ex quo with Poppaea, Aracinta, Clara, Marinuzza, Indra, and Neodina, has been tenderly debauched, in Halliday's view, by Honorophrius, and Magravius knows from spies that Anita has formerly committed double sacrilege with Michael, Vulgo Carolarius, a perpetual curate who wishes to seduce Eugenius. Magravius threatens to have Anita molested by Sulla, an orthodox savage, and leader of a band of 12 mercenaries, the Sullivani, who desires to procure Felicia for Gregorius, Leo Vitellius, and Madrigalius, four excavators, if she will not yield to him and also deceive Honorophrius by rendering conjugal duty when demanded. Anita, who claims to have discovered incestuous temptations from Jeremias and Eugenius, would yield to the lewdness of Honorophrius to appease the savagery of Sulla and the mercenariness of the 12 Sullivani, and, as Gilbert has first suggested, to save the virginity of Felicia for Magravius when converted by Michael after the death of Gilia, but she fears that by allowing his martial rights she may cause reprehensible conduct between Eugenius and Jeremias. Michael, who has formerly debauched Anita, dispenses her from yielding to Honorophrius, who pretends publicly to possess his conduct in 39 several manners. Terpiter affirms ex cathedras, Crontes Cambronenses, for carnal hygiene whenever he'd rendered himself impotent to consummate by subdolence. Anita's disturbed, Michael comminates that he will reserve her case tomorrow for the ordinary Guglielmes, even if she should practice a pious fraud during affrication, which, from experience she knows, according to Wadding, to be leading to nullity. Fortissa, however, is encouraged by Gregorius, Leo Vitellius, and Magdagallius, reunitedly to warn Anita by describing the strong chastisements of Honorophrius and by the depravities, Tropissimas of Canicula, the deceased wife of Mauritius, with Sulla the Simoniac, who is abnegant and repents. Has he hegemony, and shall she submit? Translator lacks, you breed a Braddon, in the goods of Cape and Chatterton, deceased. This, lay readers and gentlemen, is perhaps the commonest of all cases arising out of umbrella history in connection with the woods industries in our courts of litigation. Doily Dones holds, true Finn Magnusson of himself holds also, that so long as there is a joint deposit account in the two names, a mutual obligation is posited. Owen cites Berifux and Warren, a foreign firm, since decides, registered as Tangos Limited for the sale of certain proprietary articles. The action, which was at the instance of the trustee of the Heaton Church Emergency Fund, suing by its trustee a resigned civil servant for the payment of tithes due, was heard by Judge Doyle and also by a common jury. No question arose as to the debt from which voucher spoke volumes. The defence alleged that payment had been made effective. The fund trustee won Jucundus Facundus zero, Pecundus copper cheap, counterclaimed that payment was invalid, having been tendered to creditor under cover of a cross check, signed in the ordinary course in the name of Wildershelm Hurls Cross, voucher copy provided, and drawn by the senior partner only by whom the lodgement of the species had been effected, but in their joint names. The bank particularised the national misery, now almost entirely in the hands of the four chief bondholders for value in tangos, declined to pay the draft, though there were ample reserves to meet the liability, whereupon the trustee Coppercheap negotiated for and in behalf of the fund of the thing to a client of his, a notary from whom, on consideration, he received in exchange legal relief as between trustee and betrust, with thanks. Since then, the cheque, a good washable pink, embossed D, Udino 1132, good for the figure and face, had been circulating in the country for over 39 years among holders of Pango stock, a rival concern, though not one demonetized farting had ever spun or fluctuated across the country in the semblance of hard coin or liquid cash. The jury, a sour dozen of stout fellows, all of whom were curiously named after Doyle's, naturally disagreed jointly and severally, and the belligerent judge, disagreeing with the allied jurors, disagreement went outside his jurisdiction altogether and ordered a garnishy attachment to the neutral firm. No mandamus could locate the depleted Willem Brayfox, as he'd entered into an ancient moratorium dating back to the time of the early barters, and only the junior partner Baron could be found, who entered an appearance and turned up upon a notice of motion and after service of the motion by interlocutory injunction among the male jurors to be an obsolete turf woman, originally from the proletarian class, with still a good title to her sex name of Anne Doyle, two Coppinger's cottages, the Doyle's country. Doyle, Anne, add woman in, having regretfully left the jury boxes, protested cheerfully on the stand in a long jury mired in Ray Corset checks, delivered in Doyle Boylish that she'd been often in supply to breast demands rising almost to boiling point, discounted Mr. Breakford's first of all in exchange 9 months from date without issue, and to be strictly literal, unbottled in corroboration a current account of how she had been made at sight for services rendered the pay drawer of unwashable blank assignations, sometimes Pink Williams, laughter, but more often of the creme de citron, vert et maille, pancook, or marshmallow series, which she, as bearer, used to endorse adhesively to our various pay drawers, who in most cases were identified by the timber papers as well-known test tickets of the city and suburban. The witness, at her own request, asked if she might and wrought something between the sheets of music paper, which she'd accompanied herself with for the occasion, and this having been handed up for the bench to look at in camera, Coppinger's doll, as he was called, Aeneas MacErse's dar, the adopted child, then proposed to Jerrykin and Jureens and every Jim, Jock and Jerry in that little green courting housey for her satisfaction, and as a whole act of settlement, to reamalgamate herself tomorrow perforce in partnership with the permanent suing fund trustee, Monsignore Pepigi, under the new style of Will Breakfast and Sparrow, as, when all his cognizance had been estreated, he seemed to proffer the steadiest interest towards her, but this proposal was ruled out on appeal by Judge Jeremy Doyler, who, reserving judgment in matters of course and reversing the findings of the lower correctional, found beyond doubt of treason, fending the dissents of the pick-pack panel, 12 as upright judaces as ever let down their toms, and occupante extremum scabiae, handed down to the jury of the Liffey that, as a matter of tact, the woman they gave as free was born into contractual incapacity, the Caliph of Man versus the Odilus Company, when, how, and where Mammy's Mancipium Act did not apply, and therefore held supremely that, as no property in law can exist in a corpse, Hal Kilbride versus Una Bellina, Pepigi's pact was pure piffle, loud laughter, and Warham could whistle for the rhino, will you, won't you, banger with Pepigi, not for Nancy, how dare you do, and phew, 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 he sighed in sleep, let us go back, lest he forwaken, hide ourselves, while hovering dreamings, folding round, will hide from fears, my wee wee mannequin, keep my big wig long, strong manaman, guard my bairn, mon beau, to bed. Prospector, projector, and boom booster, giant builder of all causeways, whosoever, hopping off point into terminus of strack straight cuts and corkscrewn perambulaps, zeal whence to goal whither, wanderlust and sequence to which every muckle must make its mickle, as different as York from Leeds, being the only wise in a muck's world to look on itself from beforehand, mirror-minded curiosities, outward to the large, which bring hills to mole-hunter, home to her first husband, perils behind swine, and horse-power down to Hungerford, prick this man and tit up this woman, our foresaid parents, Boggy Boba with his cunningness, Kaushmar, big Master Finnegan with Phoenicia Parks, lame of his ear and grape of her leg, most correctingly we beseech of you, down their latter case of night watch service, and bring them at some time flush with the nethermost grung of their stepchildren, guide them through the labyrinth of their samalikes, and the alter ego sees of their pseudo-selves, hedge them both ways from all roamers whose names are ligious, from loss of bearings deliver them, so they may keep to their rights and beware of duty-frees, Neolithic Smith and Magdalenian Ginny Jones, Mandragon Moor and Weak, Wiffy Ducky, Morion O'Mail and Tyr Dakinamat, Basilic glorious with his weenie queenie, tiger neck and swan's grace, he as hale as his arteries, she as verve as her veins, this prime white arsenic with bismuth alloyed, martial sin with Piccadilly, free to lease hold with first mortgage, dowser dower and dipper do, stop that war and feel this feather, norsplit heartened and landsmule washable, great gas with fun in the corner, grand slam with fall of the trick, solemn one and shabby, cod and coney, cash and carry, in all we dream the part we dreaded, corsair coupled with his dame, rhyme briber but constant lymph, boniface and bonny features, nasal hose and river mouth, bang the change and batter the bolster, big smoke and lickily rosity, humanity's fireman by society leader, Wogner and Trelly, Humpert and Elf, Erlock Moore with Miri Burrow, Leeks and Awfully, Basil Kirst, yet Grace Abunda, Reggie's producer with screened all vedette, peg of his claim and pride of her heart, Cliffscar grizzly but rocked up cooing, Hoddingston and Frigabit, Baron and Femme that he may discover her, that she may uncouple him, that one may come and crumple them, that they may soon recoup themselves, now and then, time on time again, as per periodicity, from Neves to Wilsies, from Bushmills to Enos, to Gerts, from Harlem to Hearts of Oak, from Skittish Widows, Via Mala, Hyperpass, Hechy's Way, per Alpact, through Landsvague and Vane, after many Mandalays, in their first case to the next place, to their cousin Kerry's, the high and the by, both pent and plain, cross cowslips, yellow, mellow, yellow, past pumpkins, penguin, purplesome, be they whacked to the wide, other tied to hustings, long Cecil roads neat, at Truseat, him to the Derby, her to town, till sing and tide to Codlam, in the grounds of Antolinen, rue to Lowes and Kilkenny, at Chipside by Convent Garden, monk and sempstress, in sackcloth sickly, curious dreamers, curious dramas, curious demon, Plagius Damon, Plagius Dearest, Plagius Durest, for the Strangeford planters are protesting, and the Carkery felons dry flooring it, and the Lepetry's ladders raiding the way, Blump for Slogos Lee. Stop! Did a stir? No, is fast. Aunt bed? So he is. It's only the wind on the road outside for to wake all shivering shranks from snoring. But On God, his villain, who will he be, this Mitri man, some king of the East, in his chrismy great Brunswick, with the snow at his mountain, the Caspian asthma, so bulk of build, relics of Farrer and Levite, Dick Gill, Tom Lung of Macfinian's cool herring. She has only his head cosy casket on, and his woolsey shirt pliss with peatscot doublet, also his feet wear doubled with socks, for he always must to ensure warm sleep between a pair of fully fleece blankers, like a finnock and a call. Can thus be Mr. Knockman that keeps our hotel? But go, Mr. Sogman, you're looking right well. Hector's champion ethnicist, how deft as a fisher scruff, daft as a fish. He's the dribble-owned doges for Dublin existence, but a jolly fine dacent form of one word. He's rounding up at his family. And who is the bodkin by him, sir? So valse valshi, with yibs and jabs, her tricksy trail is tripping her vop. Look at the way for the lucre of smoke she's looping the lamb. Why, that old mistress wiped them dry. Well, 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 so wells. Donna Vater, archdeaches me, with her half-bend as proud as a peahen, Alabama, and her trout-beck quiver-lipe, ninya, nanya. And her steps of jasmine's Cullender Butzel, happy Tierra, naughty gay Fru, selling sunlit soaps to wash out winches and raincoat drafts to the props of his pubs. She tired lipping the swells at Pont de l'Isle till she jumped the boom at Bournemouth. Now she's borrowed his head under Heathbury's hatch and loamed his fate to old Love Lane. And she's just the same old hapward of dripping. She's even brent her hair. Which route are they going? Why, Angle Sitter of Ammon Corner, Norwood Southwark or Euston Waste, the solvent man in his upper gambeson, with not a breath against him and the wee wiping woman a housey. They're coming to rug their diamond wedding tour, giant Inchley's Elfkinsell, vesting their characters, Vicks and Devolvement, Andrews Allers, Altrazair, our first day man in your dresser in mind, the Luxemburger, Evix Chetis Alzet, Conickickshire with his quenched counties, Stephanie's Shipchild with the waif of his bosom, Dumnow's Flitch with Duck on the Rock, down the scales the way they went up, under tolls and threading tormentors, shunning the satraps and slipping and sliders, risking a runaway ruining reveals from Elder Arbor to La Puiree, as skipping the clock back, crystalline carbon, sweetheartedly. Hot and cold and lecky trickery, with attendance and lounge and promenade fee, in spite of all that science could boot or art could eke, bolt the grinden, cave and cannon, single rex for the reek, double axe for the mail, and quick quack quack for the radios, remove that Bible, you will never have post in your pocket unless you've brass in your plate, beggars outdoor, go to the end, thou slow guard, mind the monks and their crasps, scrape your souls, commit no miracles, postpone no bills, respect the uniform, hold the wrappers for the cunningest petheran, let leash the doves to the coin her coined, hitten not have a nuts, share the wealth and spoil the wheel, peg the pound to Tom the Divil, my time's on draft, bottle your own, love my label like myself, earn before eating, drudge after drink, credit tomorrow, follow my dealing, fetch my price, buy not from divers, sell not to find. Hear now, Chuck English, and learn to pray plain. Lean on your lunch, no cods before me, practice preaching, think in your stomach, import through the nose, by faith alone, season's weather, Gomorrah, Salong. Lot feeds for my tide table, oil's well in our lands, let earwiggers, wivebull, teach you the dance. Now their law assists them and ease their fall. For they met and mated and bedded and buckled and got and gave and reared and raised and brought Thorland within her danger and turned them tarrying to the sea and planted and plundered and pawned our souls and pillaged the pounds of the extramurals and fought and feigned with strained relations and bequeathed us their ills and recrutched cripples gate and undermined lung atchers, man planting seven sisters while one warm wombs, woman scrubs, and turned out coats and removed their origins and never learned the first day's lesson and tried to mingle and managed to save and feathered foes' nests and fouled their own way left, the aeronauts, and ponted vaudevilles, further zoggle-burdened and escaped from liquidation by the heirs of their death, and were responsible for congested districts and rolled old logs into Peter Sorry, and werfed new woodcuts on Paoli's wharf, and used Rachel's Lee and rammed Dominic's Gap, and looked haggards after Lazitables, and rode fourscore odd winters and struck roll oil, and forced a policeman and collapsed at their prizes, and Tobias and Zachary, and left off leaving off, and kept on keeping on, and roused up drink and poured bam down, and were cut by the customers and bit the dust at the foot of the pole, when her dear Garty gave up his goat after the Battle of Multifer. Pharaoh with fairy, to lie, let them. Yet they wended back, Qualfis life, Himradality, Bullisabub, and Rivershe Divil, light in hand, helm on high, to peekaboo, Dirk, the thicket of Slumpwer, till their hour with their scene be struck forever, and the book of the dates be closed. He clasp and she, Sigeen, her tour d'adieu, Parvinza calling, Soluska hears, Oshim, Osham, and gentle is it, Jisgut Gag, flitting in the night leaves flattery, disinduously to Finnegan, to sin again, and to make grim grandma grunt, and grin again, while the first grey streak steals silvering by, for to mock their quarrels in Dolly Mount tumbling. They, near the base of the chill stair, that large and corporate licensed vintner, such as he is, from former Times Nine hosting himself in his hydrocomic establishment and his ambling, lymphy peeping partner, the slave of the ring that worries the hand, that sways the lamp, that chatters the walk, that bends to his bane, the busy next man that came on the cop with the fenian bark, that pickled his widow, that primed the pope, that passed it round on the volunteer's plate till it cropped the ears of Percy's rail, that kneeled O'Connell up out of his dust, that shouldered Burke, that butted O'Hara, that woke the busker, that rattened his crowd, that bucked the jiggers to rhyme the rand, that flooded the roots in Iron's Isle from Mallon to Clear and Carsnore Point, to Silna Gollow and cleaned the pockets and ransomed the ribs of all the listeners, lured and lay, that bought the ballot that hosty made. Anyhow, the matter is a troublous and penniless. Have they not called him at many their mock's indignation meeting, vehemence, vengeance, invective volleying, in Vardar and Outlander, the notables crashing libels in their Sullivan's mounted beards, about him, their right renounceable patriarch, Heinz Cairns everywhere, and the Swanee her ainsel, and our Waker's family's sock that they smuggled to life betune them, roaring, Big Riley was the worst, free booze for the man from the mark, sure he never was worth a cornerwell fark, and his banishee's bedpan, she's a queer old bite of a tark, as they wendled their zingway, wive words from his fine me cools moist opulent vinery, high jacking through the Magan Neck Pass, as they hauled home with their hogshead, a poxitilating and claimed cowl consolation, thirst some cordial from the blue funk fires of the Dipper and the Martian's frost. Used they not our nose male term traders to abhors from him, the yet unregendered thunderslog, whose sprog cunnet none lord made undersiding, how betwixt wifely rule and men's conscience recti, then he male man all embracing to omni woman, but now ship dropping his hitches like any made veil opposite, or striders in an indie hole. Ah, dear, oh dear, oh dear, and her Ilion, and her William, when they were all there now, Martin marked for looking on, at the carry forward all his plushes, their happiest Claudius, and then, and to the trivials, and their bivouac, and his monument, ah ho, say no more about it, I'm sorry to say I saw. Gives there not two amongst us, after all events, or so grunts the leading hebdomadary, some together gush of still and buttled, you know, that in so far fort, as all up and down the whole congregation say, efficient first gets there finally every time, as a complex matter of pure form, for those excess and the pashhult hard-hearingness from their eldfa, in grips and rumblions, through flesh taint and old treason, another like that altar, but not quite so much an ander, and still in but one, not all for the self-same and buts alone, just the maimenonk or emahim, may always with a little difference to the latest up to date, so early in the morning, have nevertheless been all made amenable. Yes, he begotum. Let us wherefore tearing ages presently pre-posterose, as snatch vote of thanks a lot to the huskiest coaxing experimenter that ever gave his best hand into Chancerick. Wishing him with his famblings no end of slow poison, and a mighty broad venue for themselves between the devil's punch bowl and the deep Anglesey board, that they may gratefully turn a deaf ear clutched upon the desperanto of Woolly Nally, their shareholders from Taft to Owliffe, that will curse them below par and mar with their descendants, shame, humbug, and profit, to green mould upon mildew over jaundice, as long as ever there's wagtail surtax to a test case on Enver a man. We have had to have them, whether we like it or not. They'll have to have us now. We're here on their spot. Scant hope there's of ours to escape life's high carnage of serper identity by subsisting piecemeal upon variables. Bloody certainly have we got to see if it are smellful demise surprises on this concrete that down the gullies of the eras. We may catch ourselves looking forward to what will in no time be starring your larrikins on the postface in that multmere megarin of returning ties, whirled without end to end. So there was a rowdy who in Difflensborg did, with his soldering iron, spade away hammer legs, and what there was a fair young who was playing her game of, and said she, you Rockaby, will you peddle in my bog? And he sold her in Ireland, paved her way from Maidenhead to Yochel, and that's how Humphrey, champion emir, holds his own, shy sweet she rests. Or show upon him now, will you? Dergwood face would take Patrick's purge, hock away in his high-pie bursic, third position of Concord, excellent view from front, Sodome, female imperfectly masking male, red spot his broband, woman's the prey, tons the Dullachy, Kongsley Boggler, raggling line. Private judges change here for Lutherous town. Only Romans keep your seats. That drew all ladies pleased to our great metropolis. Leary, leary, 20 to nearly. He's plotting kings down for his villas extension. Gaze at him now in the momentum, as his bridges are blown to babby rags by the lee of his hulk upright or on our orbits and the heave of our juniper arcs in action. He's Navelle, I see, poor little Tartanelle. Her dinties are chattering the strait she's in the bullock she bears. Her smirk is smeeching behind for our hills by the queer quick twist of her mob cap and the lift of her shift at random and the rate of her gait of going the pace two thinks at a time. Her country I'm proud of. The field is down, the race is their own. The Galloneman, jovial on his bucky brown nightmare, big grob denagging her lily putana, one to one bore one. The dat yo-yo sleeps in peace in peace, and the twilling sons Ganymede, Garrymore, turn and trot, but old Paramir goes at a gallop, Bosford and Phosphorine, one to one on, Oh-ho, her fairy set alight, casting such shadows to Persia's blind. The man in the street can see the coming event, photo flashing it far too wide. It will be known through all Urania soon, like Jalusli joy, titaning fear, like Rumarine round the planets, like China's dragon-snapping jackets, like Rodigray up the east, Saturday boost, Beshet's Phoebe's nearest. Here's the flood and the flaxen flood that's come over helpless Eerie land. Is there no one to Malahive live in her betty ship, or who'll buy her rosebuds, jetty black rosebuds, ninslows of Nivea, nonpaps of Nan? From the fall of the fig to doom's last post, every ephemeral anniversary while the park police peels peering by, for to weigh down morals from County Bublin, that trainer trundling, quick, pay up. Kicks a kick, she had to kick a laugh at her old stick in the block, the way he was slogging his paunch about, LB doubled meet off mate on, like Hail King Willow the Rubberer, cane maker's mason waxen at Kappa P, but the tyrant brand on his hotiwet brow at 6:30 quick in the morning, and her lamp was all askew and a trembly wick in her, ringsy zingsy, she'd to spoon for, she had to kick her too thick of the wick of her pixie lump, wide lickering Jessup the smoky shimminy, and her duffet cover point of a wickily batter, whenever she drove behind her stump for a tidsley wink through his tunnel cleft backstop after the rising bud of Yorkers, as he stood and stud and trut and trumpet to see had Lordy Harry's Blackham's red Bobby Abel's. It tickled her innings to consort pitch at kicks a lock in the smorm, tippetonguing him on in her pigeony language, with a flick of the bales for lubrication to scorch her faster, faster. Ye heck, ye huck, ye hucky harmonger. McGrath, he's my pegger, he is, for bricking up all my old Kent road. He'll win your toss, flog your old Tom's bowling, and I dare ye barracky bullet to break his duck. He's posh, I love him. We're parrying all Uxter till the Empress run goggly. Declare to ashes and test his match. 3 for 2 will do for me, and B for thee, and she for you. Go easy, easy, for the grace of the fields. A hooly pooly cuppy will both be by and by caught in the slips for fear he tire and burst at Dunlop's and wake up Barney Barney's making his booby babies. The gay old merryman, square to leg with his lolly white tile hat and his hobsy socks and his Whitson boss and his nursery pianoforn, his gentleman's grip and his playboy's plant and his flannelly feely fooling, threading his hump and hample down like a maiden well head, oval over with a crease where the pads of her punishments ought to be by womanish rights when kicked the hen in the door and shanty queer began in a quickery key to laugh it off, yea, yea, nay, nay, the way she was worked to duddle-doo by her gallows bird. How's that? No ball, he carries his bat. 932 not out, at all times, long past conquering cock of the Morgans. How blamers? Cocorico, army grand, ever fasting horde Rico. So the bill to the bow, as the bell to the bow. We herewith please returned auditors thanks for those in their favour and safely enjoined. Cocorri, Telemann, Telemi, Tabernacle and Tipperary's sons, travellers and company of the carriageable doctors, tanks light and tyne for our contractions, tug awards her personnel. Echo Corri, Cor Echo. Oh, I you, oh, you, me. Well, we all unite thoughtfully in rendering gratias, well, between love's repast, begging your honour's pardon for, well, exclusive pictorial rights of here here Fontide play his weak creations, appearing in next eon's issues of the Neptune Sentinel and Tritonville Light Owler, with well the wider circulation round the whole universe. Ecolo Cori, Coro Cori, Corico, how me, oh my, you who, my, are you too, to I, oh. Thanks for the most to modest Miss Glimglow, a deed master Metterson, who so kindly profiteered the services as damsel of honour, as well as strainbearer respectively, and a cordialist brief nod of chin chin dankishin to a well patient ringer's end as pervenient, by your leave, to all such occasions to attachably replaceable, thanks to tooth and tact, as well as our auricular of Malthus, the Promethean, parts and vetter, which first, pray go, taught love's lightning the way, pity show, to well conduct itself, mercy, good shot, only please don't mention it. Come all ye gut fathers and grown mothers, come all ye markmackers and pile drivers, come all ye labour-saving devisers, and charge ye light and dividends, firefinders, water workers, deeply can deal with him, all that is still life with death, ingy-born, all verbum saps, yet bound to be, to do, and to suffer, every creature everywhere, if you please, kindly feel for her, while the dapple grey dawn drags nearing nigh, for to wake all drowners that drowse in Dublin.